Good morning. Welcome to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. I'm Gary Bell along with Brad Pollock. This is an injury show. We teach you different injury subjects each week. We are injury attorneys. We've been helping injured victims put their lives back together again for over 30 years. You know, when you have an injury, it's devastating. When you have an injury, you don't know what to do. The insurance company knows what to do. They're well trained. Those adjusters you talk to, they're highly trained. You know, this is no ordinary day or event for you, but it is for them. They have their own doctors, they have their own lawyers, and you need to understand the rules. That's why we do these shows. You can call us anytime at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. In the mountains, you can call us at 970-870-8989. We'll be glad to help you. Our website, championsofthepeople.com, because we champion people's causes and cases and injury claims, and we have for a long time. You can put our experience to work for you. You know, by the way, on our website, championsofthepeople.com, it's an information loader website. All of our books are there. We've written 6 books. They're all free. You can download these books. We did a book on motorcycle accidents. We did a book on workers' compensation. If you've injured on the job, you need to understand the traps and the tricks, and that book tells them all. If you want a hard copy, call our law firm at 303-795-5900, 795-5900, and we'll send you a hard copy. We also did a book, as I said, on motorcycle accidents. We did a book on, you know, don't get hurt in the same accident twice, once in the accident and again on the insurance claim. So that's the name of the book, Don't Get Hurt in the Same Accident Twice. If you think these insurance companies are going to be fair to you, one of our biggest myths that we preach all the time is you're in an accident, it's not your fault. Let's say you were rear-ended, and you say, well, you know, I don't really need any help. This is an insurance situation. Surely, the insurance company is going to be fair to me. It wasn't my fault. Well, they're not. Surely, you think, somebody's going to pay me because it wasn't my fault. I mean, that's what insurance is for, right? Here's the problem. Let's take that example. You're sitting at a stoplight, a red light, you're rear-ended. Boom. Wow. You didn't believe that. You couldn't believe it. You still can't believe it. Maybe in an ambulance off to the emergency room. Maybe to doctors. Now you're treating. What happened to the driver who hit you? Where do they go? What are their responsibilities? I don't think a lot of people understand, and today we're talking about injuries and insurance. I don't think a lot of people understand that in that situation, we're taking an example of where you're rear-ended. But it could be any car accident, truck accident, bike accident. It can apply to all of them. It does apply to all of them. The insurance company for the at-fault party, listen to that very carefully. The insurance company for the at-fault party, the one who creams you and hits you and sends you off to the emergency room, that insurance company makes all the decisions. The driver who hits you is pretty much out of the picture. They have to, quote, cooperate, end quote, with their own insurance company, which is not your insurance company. And that's pretty much what they've got to do. The insurance company makes all the decisions. People don't understand that. I'm going to tell you a really fascinating fact here in a minute about insurance companies, about trials, about injury claims. But that insurance company makes all the decisions. So if they're going to pay for your medical bills, they make those decisions. Are they going to fight them? Yes. They make that decision, not the driver who hits you. You know, people have asked us time after time over the years, well, you know, I'm injured. I've been going all this treatment, therapy. This is really driving me crazy. I can't get my life back together again. I can't get my family the way it was. What happened to the driver who hit me? Well, they're off down their merry way on the road. They're driving again. The insurance company is fighting you. This is a fight with their insurance company. The at-fault party's insurance company. Do not let them take advantage of you. If you come see us, we will not let them take advantage of you. You can win this war, but understand first it is a war, right? Get that concept firmly in your mind. This is a war, but you can win the war, but you have to have strategies. That's why when you come to Bell and Pollock, we give you a strategy, which we call a legal game plan, on every facet of what you do. A legal game plan on how the accident happened. We say I was rear-ended. They're not going to fight that. Yes, they will. So you need a legal game plan or strategy to fight that. You need a legal game plan to match you, your physical condition, your mental condition, your makeup, your own personal physical and mental makeup at the time of the crash. You might have pre-existing conditions. That requires a different legal game plan. You might have been hit by a drunk driver. That requires a different legal game plan. We think this legal game plan concept is so important, we trademark protected the idea. We wrote a book entitled Legal Game Plan, and you can get a copy of it free on our website, championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com, or you can call us at 303-795-5900 in the mountains, 970-870-8989, and we'll send you a hard copy free. You come to see us, we'll give you a free initial consultation and a significant, meaningful, lengthy, until we understand, free initial consultation and free legal game plan. You know, I met with somebody this last week. I met with them over 2 hours for free. We don't just run you through as in a mill, like some law firms do. This is Bell and Pollock. We take pride in what we do, and we've done it for over 30 years. We treat every member like a family member. 303-795-5900. So in the normal case, you've been rear-ended. Your fight is with the insurance company for the at-fault party. They make the decisions. They make the decisions if they're going to pay you for your injuries. They make the decisions on how much value, money value, they're going to put on your injuries and your medical bills. But you say, well, wait a minute, my medical bills are $18,000 from this accident, and they've only offered me $11,000 for everything. Not only for the medical bills, but for all my pain and suffering, my physical injuries. What about my future? That's all they've offered me. Because they make the decisions. Because then they force you and your attorney to file a lawsuit. Do you see? They won't pay you a fair amount. They won't even pay sometimes your amount of your medical bills. That's just one component of your injuries, damages, and losses. And they won't pay you that. Then you have to file a lawsuit. And when you do, the insurance companies, they call you greedy. They call your lawyers greedy. Everybody's greedy but them. They don't want to pay. They don't want to pay a fair amount. They don't want to pay the amount of the medical bills, right? So that's one of example. That's the example we're using today. So in that example, at least there was insurance for the at-fault party. And so they make the decisions. You know that. Now, the fascinating part I was going to tell you about when you go to trial, because they force you to file a lawsuit, maybe you're going to go to trial. Do not let this scare you, because many cases settle. Many cases settle and you don't actually have to go to trial. But if you have to go to trial, you better have attorneys that know what they're doing. And you better have attorneys with experience. So when you get to trial, this insurance company pays for the attorney to represent the person who hit you, who creamed you, right? But you can't say that in trial. The jury always wants to know if there's insurance. I would almost guarantee you 99% of the cases that go to trial with an injury situation, there's insurance on the other side. But you can't mention the word insurance. You know, now jurors can ask questions, right, during a trial. So a witness gets finished. The lawyers say they're finished. Then the judge says, do the jurors have any questions? They collect the questions. And almost every time the jurors ask the question, one or more juror asks the question, is there insurance in this case? And the judge will say, we can't answer that question because you cannot talk about insurance. Those doctors hired by the insurance company to defend and tear your injuries apart, right, those so-called IME, so-called independent medical examiners, they're not independent. They're paid for by insurance companies. But when they take the stand, you can't ask them questions about who paid you, i.e. the insurance company. You can't bring the word insurance up. So they look like they're kind of neutral. They look like they didn't work for this insurance company for 20 years and made millions of dollars testifying against injured victims. So all of this put together, that's the fascinating fact I wanted to tell you about. You can give us a call anytime, Bell and Pollock. I'm Gary Bell. My partner's Brad Pollock. We formed this law firm in 1984. We practiced law together before that. And we have helped injured victims for over 30 years. 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. Our website is championsofthepeople.com. Now, let's take a different twist on this whole situation. Suppose you're rear-ended, same example, boom, you're hit. Wow, you can't believe it. You had your seatbelt on. All right, and let's say the driver who hits you, you get out of the car, finally the police come, and the driver who hits you says, I'm sorry, I don't have any insurance. I'm very sorry. Maybe it's an illegal. Maybe it's somebody that had no insurance. And worse yet, it happens all the time. Listen to this. They get out of the car and they say, well, here's my insurance card for XYZ insurance company, right? Well, okay, we're going to exchange insurance information. That's good. And the police takes it down, and you take it down, you get the insurance information. And when you call the insurance company for the at-fault party, after you know what to say, after you've listened to our show on how to talk to the insurance adjuster, after you've gone to our homepage and clicked on the button that you can have a quick checklist, right, on what you need to know before you talk to the insurance adjuster. After all that, you talk to the insurance adjuster, and they say to you, well, you know, he did have insurance, but he didn't pay his premium, and so now it's canceled. Now it's expired. It expired a month and a half ago, 2 months ago, 4 months ago. So there's no insurance now for the person who just creamed you. And they're doing okay, but you're not. You're still in treatment. Is there a way to solve that? Yes. Is that an uninsured motorist event issue? Yes. But you got to solve it in advance. You got to solve it today before an accident or a crash ever occurs, right? It's called UM coverage on your own car insurance policy. UM stands for uninsured motorist event. It is combined with a coverage called UIM. That stands for underinsured motorist event. In case the motorist who hits you, the driver who hits you, doesn't have enough insurance. Let's use an example. Suppose this driver who creams you has the state minimum, $25,000. That minimum has been there for years. It should be changed, but it's not. $25,000. Your medical bills are $33,000 alone. That doesn't cover your medical bills. It doesn't cover your pain and suffering. It doesn't cover your physical injuries. It doesn't cover all the other component of damages, injuries, and losses. What do you do? You know, if you were sitting in our office right now, you said, what am I going to do? Brad would say, let's see your own car insurance policy and see how much coverage you have under UM, uninsured motorist event, because that's what triggers. That UM coverage on your own car insurance policy will pay for the damages, injuries, and losses because the other person didn't have any insurance. And if they didn't have enough insurance, like $25,000, the UIM, underinsured motorist coverage, will pay. But you have to have the coverage. To be able to collect on UM and UIM, you must first buy UM and UIM from your own car insurance company. You know, there's different scenarios that we can talk about. But you need to point your legal compass to true north. What does that mean? That means buy the highest limits of UM and UIM you can afford. That's what that means. Get a copy of our book. It's free. We wrote a new book called The Definitive Guideline of Car Insurance in Colorado. Wow. In that book, we have all kinds of narrative explanations for you, free. We have picture examples of insurance policies, and we have pictures examples of deck pages, declaration sheets, what you need to know. The more you know, Gary Bell, Bell and Pollock. We are injury attorneys here to help you, 303-795-5900. We are the champions of the people, and our website is championsofthepeople.com. We'll be right back.
Ready for an extraordinary lunch? As fast or as slow as you want it, with all fresh ingredients? Caitlin's Restaurant has it all. Express lunches that won't keep you waiting, or if you prefer, lunch served in that old-fashioned homemade style. All made fresh, on the spot. Whether it's a fresh-made sandwich with homemade chips, quesadilla loaded with cheddar or jack cheeses, or scratch-made soups, you'll find everything you love at Caitlin's. Caitlin's is located on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. How about green chili chicken stew? Think about a variety of fresh-made sandwiches or 11 different kinds of burgers made to order with 1/2 pound of the finest USDA choice lean ground beef. You might favor a homemade New Mexican recipe with carne adobada burritos, chicken enchiladas, carnitas burritos, served with hash brown special recipe beans, cheeses with guacamole, and your choice of homemade red or green chili sauces. For those who prefer the lighter side, there are fresh made salads and lighter fares. Sure to delight. Try Caitlin's for lunch or breakfast on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. Call 303-798-6600. You'll love it every bite of the way.
You're on your way to the store, then boom, your T-boned at 45 miles per hour. Instead of shopping, you're on your way to the ER. Then comes the doctor visits, prescriptions, therapy, diagnostics, ongoing treatment, and the limitations. You have range of motion problems. Then the ultimate insult. The insurance company makes you feel like the crash was your fault. You need a legal game plan. You want a legal game plan. At Bell & Pollock, we've used over 25 years of experience to develop a legal game plan just for you. Our game plan has injury rules, rules of treatment, rules of claims, insurance company rules, litigation rules, rules they use to beat you. Now you can have them and know them and use them. to protect you and your family. Our Bell & Pollock legal game plan gives you the rules the insurance company doesn't want you to have, or know, or use. But guess what? We do. At Bell & Pollock, success is no accident. Find us at championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. Get your free initial consult and your free legal game plan. We'll help you. Good morning. Welcome back to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. We are injury attorneys, and here we go, all for you. We're going to educate you and teach you about the rules of the road, how you navigate this insurance maze once you've been injured, what you need to do, what you don't need to do, what you shouldn't do. You can see us anytime for a free initial consultation, a meaningful, significant free initial consultation, not just, hi, how are you, hire us like some attorneys do. And when you come to Bell & Pollock, you'll actually speak with and meet with a licensed attorney as opposed to a paralegal or a call center. 303-795-5900. ChampionsOfThePeople.com. We do all kinds of car crash cases, auto crash, truck crash cases, accidents, workers' compensation. If you've been injured on the job, we've done cases for over 30 years across the state of Colorado. We have done trials in all four corners of this state. We will help you. You can win this war. 303-795-5900. Let's talk about a couple of twists and turns to our subject today, which is injuries and insurance. Problems versus solutions. Problems versus solutions. Let's say you're driving down the road. Somebody veers over to you. They're driving beside you. They cause you to veer to the left. They don't hit you. There's no contact. There's no physical contact between the two vehicles, but it causes you to lose control. Maybe you hit another car. Maybe you hit a light pole. Maybe you run off the road into a ditch. The car's gone. You don't know who they are. Can you recover for that? Is that an uninsured motorist event because there was no contact between the vehicles? Yes. The Colorado Supreme Court has ruled that even though if the insurance company has in their policy a restriction that we will not pay for non-contact events, the Colorado Supreme Court has struck that language down and said, yes, you will. So you see, you need to look at this, right? And if you look at the policy and it has prohibitive language, do not let them fool you. Do not let them say, well, it's in the policy and so we don't cover non-contact events. It doesn't matter if it's in the policy because the Colorado Supreme Court has struck it down. So they can't put something in the policy and use it against you if a court of law has already said that's not enforceable. It's prohibited. That restriction is struck, right? So that's just one example. Let's take another example. This one's going to, I think you're going to find fascinating. Actual case. Driver driving down the road, right? Multi-lanes. There's a car in front of him. He won't let him get around. Then two cars show up on either side of him. He's in the middle lane, right? And they box him in. Are you with me? They box him in. And then one of the riders in the car to his left takes out a gun and shoots him. And they have no insurance, right, for that? Is that an uninsured motorist event? Can you collect on your own car insurance for that event? Was there sufficient, what the legal word is, nexus or connection to the use and operation of a car, a vehicle, to trigger the underinsured or uninsured motorist event provisions in your own car insurance policy? And the Colorado Supreme Court said, yes, there was. I can talk all day long about these cases, right? What if the at-fault driver who hits you and rear-ends you doesn't cooperate with their own insurance company? And you say, wait a minute, I have no control over them. They hit me. They injured me. It's not my fault. Surely somebody's going to pay. But what if the at-fault driver doesn't cooperate with the insurance company that insures the at-fault driver, right? And then they say to you, the insurance company says to you, well, we're not going to pay you anything. Even though our insurer ran into the back of you, rear-ended you, we're not going to pay you because our insurer is not cooperating with us. Not, quote, cooperating, end quote, with us. And you say, I have no control over that. That's not fair. He had insurance. And they said, we're not going to pay you because we're not cooperating. Question. Does that then create an uninsured motorist event that's where you can collect from your own uninsured motorist coverage from your own car insurance policy if you bought them and if you had the highest limits possible, right? Can you do that? Yes. You can do that. Okay, so there's many, many examples with regard to uninsured motorist coverage. You can see how important it is. It doesn't just have to apply to two cars coming in contact and having an accident. There's all kinds of sequels and case law, common law developments interpreted by the courts for different situations. So it would behoove you and help you if you knew those, and if your attorney knew those, and if you could prosecute this. Look, you have to go out and find the insurance, right? What does that mean? Find the insurance. I can't tell you how many times we file a claim with the insurance company, and or we file a lawsuit later, and they tell us, here's the policy. This is the only policy that exists, and that's not true. We have found in the past additional policies. One person testified under oath he had one policy only, he had five cars. We eventually discovered and found out he had five insurance policies. Wow. You'd want to know that, but you and your attorney need to go find the insurance. Is there a homeowner's policy that applies? Is there an umbrella or excess coverage policy that applies? Think about that. Most people buy umbrella insurance to protect themselves. And on that note, you know, in our book, Colorado Car Insurance, we tell you that when you buy umbrella insurance to protect yourself, now I'm shifting to you for a second, to protect yourself, and you say, wow, whew, that was a good move. I got umbrella insurance. I'm good. If it doesn't have a specific endorsement covering you operating your car, it's not going to cover your car on a general basis. So then you file a claim with the umbrella, and they said, we don't cover car accidents. You didn't want that. You didn't say that. You can call us anytime for questions. We'll give you answers. 303-795-5900-795-5900. And I'll tell you what, we've encouraged it over the years, and people call us even when there's no accident, right? Hey, Gary. Hey, Brad. I want to ask you a question about my insurance policy. What do you think this means? What do you think I should do? And we'll help you. What a novel idea. 303-795-5900. Go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. All right, so you need to find the insurance. Now, let's take you for example. You're injured in this rear-end car crash, right? And the other person doesn't have any insurance or doesn't have enough insurance, where that triggers the UM, uninsured motorist provision of your car policy, and the UIM, underinsured motorist provision, because there's not enough insurance. So then you file a claim with your own car insurance. And you say, well, wait a minute, I've got four cars, and so I want to add or stack all my UM coverages. This could be significant. Suppose you have $100,000 of UM coverage on each vehicle, and you want to add it up. And now you've got significant injuries, you want to add them up. That would be four cars times $400,000. And the insurance company says you can't stack them. You can't add them together. Sorry. Can you? I'm going to cover that on the other side of the break. You're listening to the Bell and Pollack Legal Show. Gary Bell, Brad Pollack. Our law firm is Bell and Pollack. We are injury attorneys. We do all of these shows. We do a bunch of them. All for you. The more you know, right? If you have information that's empowering, you can come see us for a free initial consultation and a meaningful, significant legal game plan. Period. We're there to help you. 303-795-5900. Gary Bell, Bell and Pollack. I'll be right back.
Ready for an extraordinary lunch? As fast or as slow as you want it, with all fresh ingredients? Caitlin's Restaurant has it all. Express lunches that won't keep you waiting, or if you prefer, lunch served in that old-fashioned homemade style, all made fresh on the spot. Whether it's a fresh-made sandwich with homemade chips, quesadilla loaded with cheddar or jack cheeses, or scratch-made soups, you'll find everything you love at Caitlin's. Caitlin's is located on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookie's. How about green chili chicken stew? Think about a variety of fresh-made sandwiches or 11 different kinds of burgers made to order with 1/2 pound of the finest USDA choice lean ground beef. You might favor a homemade New Mexican recipe with carne adobada burritos, chicken enchiladas, carnitas burritos, served with hash brown special recipe beans, cheeses with guacamole, and your choice of homemade red or green chili sauces. For those who prefer the lighter side, there are fresh made salads and lighter fares. Sure to delight. Try Caitlin's for lunch or breakfast on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookie's. Call 303 303-798-6600. You'll love it every bite of the way.
You're on your way to the store, then boom, you're T-boned at 45 miles per hour. Instead of shopping, you're on your way to the ER. Then comes the doctor visits, prescriptions, therapy, diagnostics, ongoing treatment, and the limitations. You have range of motion problems. Then the ultimate insult. The insurance company makes you feel like the crash was your fault. You need a legal game plan. You want a legal game plan. At Bell & Pollock, we've used over 25 years of experience to develop a legal game plan just for you. Our game plan has injury rules, rules of treatment, rules of claims, insurance company rules, litigation rules, rules they use to beat you. Now you can have them and know them and use them to protect you and your family. Our Bell & Pollock legal game plan gives you the rules the insurance company doesn't want you to have or know or use. But guess what? We do. At Bell & Pollock, success is no accident. Find us at championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. Get your free initial consult and your free legal game plan. We'll help you. Good morning. Welcome back to the Bell & Pollock Legal Show. We are injury attorneys, and here we go for you. The more you know, information is empowering, and we're ready to give it to you. We do it every week. We try to cover a different injury subject each week. It can be very complicated. It can be overwhelming, but you can win this war. But you can't win this war against the insurance company if you just guess. And you can't win the war against the insurance company if you just hope. And if you adopt one of these myths, like surely some insurance company is going to take care of me, it wasn't my fault, like surely somebody's going to pay me, this accident wasn't my fault, you're heading down the wrong road. The wrong road. Because surely they're going to take advantage of you. Surely they want you to sign a release, give you a quick settlement, close out your file, and go on down the road. But you're not going to let that happen. And we've done shows on whether or not you should sign their paperwork, their questionnaires, their forms, their releases. If you have any questions on those, you can call us anytime at 303-795-5900. In the mountains, you can call us at 970-870-8989. Okay, right before the break, right? Talking about, can you add up these policies? Can you stack them? Wait a minute, I have four cars. My medical bills now are $230,000. I have $100,000 UM coverage on each car. I wanted to add them together, so four times $100,000 for $400,000 of coverage. And so, it depends on the case law, the common law, and the statutory law. It depends how your policy is written. It depends on what the deck sheet shows and doesn't show. Right? That's the beginning point, not the ending point. There's other points you need to cover. I can't cover them all here on the radio. But can you stack, add these policies together? Yes, sometimes. Know that. You go find the insurance. That's today's subject, injuries and insurance, problems versus solutions. One of the solutions is to find the insurance policy that covers you, or insurance policies, plural, that cover you. You have to have the right attorneys. You have to have attorneys who care, have a lot of experience, and that is us. 303-795-5900, that's 795-5900. Our website, championsofthepeople.com. We can champion your case, your cause, to help you and your family. Bell & Pollock, championsofthepeople.com. We'll see you next week. You're on your way to the store, then boom, you're T-boned at 45 miles per hour. Instead of shopping, you're on your way to the ER. Then comes the doctor visits, prescriptions, therapy, diagnostics, ongoing treatment, and the limitations. You have range of motion problems. Then the ultimate insult. The insurance company makes you feel like the crash was your fault. You need a legal game plan. You want a legal game plan. At Bell & Pollock, we've used over 25 years of experience to develop a legal game plan just for you. Our game plan has injury rules, rules of treatment, rules of claims, insurance company rules, litigation rules, rules they use to beat you. Now you can have them and know them and use them to protect you and your family. Our Bell and Pollock legal game plan gives you the rules the insurance company doesn't want you to have, or know, or use. But guess what? We do. At Bell and Pollock, success is no accident. Find us at championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. Get your free initial consult and your free legal game plan. We'll help you.